The Brazilian president, Dilma Rousseff, has accused her deputy of plotting her downfall and has branded him a traitor. Ms. Rousseff, who faces an impeachment vote on Sunday, said Vice President Michel Temer was conspiring with the Speaker of the lower house of Congress to depose a legitimately elected president. Candice Peart reports.
President Rousseff's office has made clear that if she wins her battle for the remaining wavering votes in Congress and survives Sunday's vote to impeach her, Michel Temer will be expected to resign. Ms. Rousseff has said his mask had slipped when he released a recording of a rehearsal of the speech he would make if she is removed from office. She said the tape highlighted the threat to democracy in Brazil.
The president of Macedonia, Georgia Ivanov, has granted a pardon to all politicians embroiled in a massive corruption scandal. The country's been paralyzed by the crisis, which included allegations that the governing party and intelligence chiefs had tapped the phones of more than 20,000 people, including journalists and the judiciary. Mr. Ivanov said his decision had been taken in the national interest. The move was condemned by the EU Enlargement Commissioner, Johannes Hahn. The South Sudan rebel leader Riek Machar has returned to the country for the first time in more than 2 years as part of a peace deal. He's due to resume the post of vice president. With the details, here's Tommy Aladipo.
Riek Machar's spokesman confirmed to the BBC that the opposition leader had returned to the country. Mr. Machar is currently at the rebel headquarters in the east near the border with Ethiopia. The international community had to step in to make sure the government and opposition in South Sudan implemented a peace agreement, which both sides signed last August. Last week, more than 1,300 rebel troops were flown into the capital, Juba, as part of the terms of the deal. These soldiers and police are expected to provide security for Mr. Machar, who said he would not come to take up his new position until these security measures were put into place.
The rock star and poverty campaigner Bono has told Congress in Washington that cash spent on overseas aid is vital for America's national security. Addressing a Senate panel, Bono said properly targeted aid could be the best defense against violent extremism. The singer called for a multi-billion dollar funding program to help refugees from conflicts in the Middle East and Africa.
As we Europeans have learned, if the Middle East catches fire, the flames jump any border controls. And if Africa fails, Europe cannot succeed. It's not rocket science, it's math.
For the first time in its 70-year history, the United Nations has opened up the usually secret process of choosing its next Secretary General. Candidates to replace Ban Ki-moon appeared before ambassadors from member states who are being given the chance to question them. The hearings will resume on Wednesday. World News from the BBC. A comedian in Germany, Jan Böhmermann, has been placed under police protection after he read an obscene poem about the Turkish president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, on television. Mr. Erdogan has filed a criminal complaint against the satirist. The German Chancellor, Angela Merkel, has said that the country's constitution guarantees free expression, but she said the broadcast was deliberately insulting. A prosecution could be conceivable under Germany's criminal code, which stipulates a penalty of 3 years in prison. Mexico's National Human Rights Commission says most of the country's prisons remain overcrowded and dangerous, with some jails housing up to 30 inmates in cells built for 4 people. The commission said inmates partly controlled about half of the jails in the country. It said, though, that control had improved at Mexico's most secure prison, the Altiplano facility, following the recapture of the drug lord Joaquin Guzman. The embattled head of the Brazilian Football Confederation is back at work, despite facing charges of racketeering and money laundering in the FIFA football scandal. Marco Polo Del Nero stepped aside 3 months ago after being indicted by the U.S. Department of Justice. No reason has been given for his return. Brazilian footballers had been lobbying for his resignation. Sir Arnold Wesker, once hailed as one of Britain's great playwrights, has died at the age of 83. He came to fame in the 1950s with the Wesker Trilogy at the Royal Court Theatre in London. Ben Lowings has more.
Sir Arnold was born in London's East End, the son of a Russian Jewish immigrant. In the late 1950s, his early plays, such as Roots, drew on his working-class upbringing. He was part of a new generation of artists, writing what critics sometimes called kitchen sink drama. His Wesker Trilogy, commissioned by the Royal Court Theatre in London, won public acclaim and established his reputation. His plays were performed around the world.
Ben Lowings, BBC News.